Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Jen and Bill.
Philly's B101.1.
Well, good morning, and it is such a good morning because Bill is back, and missed you so much.
Well, thank you, Jen. I missed you guys. I did.
Did you have a nice vacation?
I had a wonderful vacation. And it's nice to come back to warm weather. You know what I mean?
I think you brought it back with you.
I must have.
I would like to personally thank you.
I got off the plane Saturday. It wasn't too bad. It was like 30-something Saturday night. And then Sunday was nice. Yesterday was beautiful.
Amazing.
Yeah. So it's a really mild winter, knock on wood. You know?
Oh, I'm knocking. Believe me. I'm knocking on everything I can find.
Did I miss anything exciting?
We got a dimmer in here. This is very exciting.
So our studio lights are perfect now.
Thank you.
They are absolutely perfect.
I've been following in your footsteps. Here's something you might have missed.
Uh-huh.
I don't even know if you know this, and I'll tell you guys too. So every day this week, starting this morning between 6:30 and 7, we're going to give away John Legend tickets.
Look at that.
And all you have to do is listen for a little John Legend sounder, little clip. He actually says something.
Okay.
That's very, very funny. And when you hear that, call, and caller 10 will win those tickets. Yeah.
That is exciting.
You missed that.
I know there's an all new IQ.
Oh, and it's all about you, my friend. Please tell me you kept track of all of the drinks that you had.
Yeah, so I mean,
beverages.
I've kept track. What's the exact question phrasing?
How many alcoholic drinks did Bill have over vacation?
Oh, I have the number in my head. I kept count because we had discussed this could be a possible IQ.
And I made it. So.
All right, good. So I did keep a specific number. All right.
I don't even know what it is yet. We haven't even
revealed the number yet.
Jen and Bill.
Philly's B101.1.
Hey, guys, when you are on a plane, okay, do you recline your seat? Do you get angry when the person in front of you does? So Bill's back from vacation.
Mm.
He was actually on a couple of flights. Plus, you know, with that viral video of that man just punching the woman's seat in front of him who was reclining. We want to know what you guys do on a plane. What did you do when you went on a vacation?
Here's the thing. When somebody in front of me reclines, I do roll my eyes.
Yes.
And then I recline myself. I am a seat recliner, but again, only if the person in front of me reclines.
Even if it's like a 1 or 2 hour flight, will you still do that?
That's a good question. I was on a very small plane. I did a connecting flight, and I was on a very small plane, so space was limited, so I did not recline. I was courteous because, again, you don't want to recline. You know, somebody's in the back of you. You don't want to annoy them too much, you know? Plus, I'm afraid of getting punched in the head.
Oh, my gosh.
That's what I'm really afraid
of. That video, I have to say,
it's terrible.
It disgusted me.
That guy is the worst person ever.
I am glad she's suing him.
Yeah, I really am too.
First of all, the seats don't go back that far.
Right.
They really don't. No. Now, if your tray table is down, I agree. It kind of cuts into your stomach.
Your space.
Your space.
You're very limited there. But I am a recliner.
Okay.
You know? But how about you guys? When you're on a plane, do you recline? And how do you feel when the person in front of you goes way back or as back as far as they can?
Which isn't that far. Let's be honest.
But some people get very irritated by it. But give us a call. We want to hear your thoughts. 888-333-B101. 888-333-B101.
Jen and Bill.
Philly's B101.1.
Are you a recliner on an airplane? Okay, Bill is back from vacation. Welcome back. We missed you, by the way.
I missed you.
You are a self-admitted recliner.
I am.
The only time I'll recline is if it is a long flight and I'm trying to sleep, especially overnight. But small, short flights, I won't.
All right. Well, there's that awful viral video of that dude punching that seat, that woman's seat in front of him when she reclined. It was awful. But anyway, we want to know how you guys handle it. What do you do, Teresa, when you're on a plane?
I might maybe kind of observe the person behind me. Maybe there's someone that's like 6'5 and a basketball player, so it might be uncomfortable if I try to recline on them.
Okay.
So you look at the person behind you, make sure you're...
Kind of make sure I'm really not impeding. You know, I don't want to offend, you know, what if it could be someone who's large, could be someone, you know,
right,
so it really depends on what's behind you. And depending on who's sitting in the row with me, maybe we could alter seats if, you know, I had a kid with me who didn't need to recline. And I think I would be courteous of their space. However, depending on the flight, if I felt I needed to recline, I would try to look for a way to do it.
Well, we need more people like you on flights,
Teresa.
That's
right. You're
very
so
courteous.
Polite.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, so how about you guys? When you're on a plane, do you recline? And how do you feel when the person in front of you reclines? Give us a call. 888-333-B101. 888-333-B101.
Jen and Bill.
Philly's B101.1.
All right, so did you hear it? Did you hear John Legend bragging about being the sexiest man alive?
Yeah. Now, Troy from Morrisville, he sure did.
Yep,
he was caller
yep.
10. Just won a pair of tickets to go see John Legend at the Met. This is on August 27th. And guys, you can win them tomorrow. So listen for that John Legend sounder. This is between 6:30 and 7 a.m. all this week. So good luck. In the meantime, we've been talking about that viral video of that dude who was punching the seat in front of him because the woman...
Awful.
Yeah, because the woman reclined. Now, I just got back from a bunch of flights. I admit I am a recliner. If somebody in front of me reclines, I go back.
Is that the only time? Only if someone in front of you?
Yeah, and I don't do it if it's a super... Like, I was on a super small plane, like a connecting flight for like 2 hours, and I didn't recline. It was not enough room.
2 hours is nothing.
Actually, I was freaked out, and I didn't want somebody to punch my head, you know?
Well, yeah.
I don't want to annoy somebody.
I just can't believe people act like that.
They really do.
We want to know what you do mm-hmm. when you're on a plane. Do you recline? How does it feel when the person in front of you reclines?
Yeah.
How do you get angry? Do you get enraged
yeah.
like that guy? Or is it an option
mm-hmm.
that we all have? So, yeah, give us a call. 888-333-B101. 888-333-B101.
Jen and Bill.
Philly's B101.1.
Well, so glad to be back. By the way, Jen, I took a total of 4 flights.
Wow.
Because I was connecting all over the place during vacation. But I am happy to report there were no incidents on the plane. No pushing, no shoving.
Punching your seat.
Punching the seat like that viral video of that guy who was hitting the seat in front of him after that woman reclined.
That was awful.
It was so awful.
Bad. Yeah. But that's what we're talking about this morning. Yeah, Bill is a recliner,
mm-hmm.
self-admittedly.
I am.
Which is fine, but... What about you guys? When you are on a plane, do you recline? How does it make you feel when the person in front of you reclines? So go ahead, Claire.
It's all circumstantial. I remember I was on a flight going over to Europe. I was pregnant, and the guy in front of me, I reclined just to get comfortable, and the guy kept pushing my seat up. He wouldn't let me push back.
Oh,
are you serious?
Did you say, dude, I'm pregnant?
I did, and my husband was with me. Actually, the flight attendant got involved, and he would not move it. It was actually a Delta flight.
I don't know if you guys saw this. The Delta CEO, his response to that viral video was, you should always ask the person behind you
mm-hmm.
if they would mind. Kind of ask permission. I don't agree with that.
Yeah, I don't think you need to ask permission, but I am just shocked that this guy was giving you such a hard time.
Yes, we ended up switching. My husband and I switched seats.
Good.
And it was an overnight flight, and it ended up being a great trip anyway, you know.
Well, that's good.
You can't change people.
No, you're right.
No, and that guy is due for some bad karma.
Exactly.
So when you're on a plane, do you recline? And how do you feel when the person in front of you reclines? Give us a call. 888-333-B101. 888-333-B101.
Jen and Bill.
Philly's B101.1.
Still waiting for part 2 of that song.
Yeah.
Hasn't come out yet. Just got back from vacation. I took a total of 4 flights, Jen. I reclined on 2 of them, but I did so very nervously after seeing that viral video. Yeah, that guy hitting the seat in front of him because the woman had the nerve to recline.
That video truly disgusted me.
Yeah.
It really did. But yeah, that is what we're taking your calls on this morning. Is it okay, do you think, to recline your seat on a plane? Go ahead, Paul.
I think you have the option either way. If someone reclines in front of me, I'm okay with it because I can recline my seat back also.
Do you?
Like, is that kind of standard for you?
Yes, because I'm 6'4".
Ooh. Okay.
You're a big boy.
I like to have that extra room.
Right.
Now, I have to give that lady props because I would have never tolerated what she put up with.
Now, Paul, what if somebody was punching, well, you're 6'4".
Well, I don't think they would punch the back of your seat.
What if somebody punched the back of your seat, Paul? What would you do?
Well, I have to be honest with you. I think if it was a guy sitting there, it would have been a different story.
You're probably right, Paul.
I mean, I'm not I'm not making it a woman man thing.
No.
I bet you, if it was a man, he would have never did what he did.
That guy was a coward punching a woman's seat like that.
I agree with you 100%. But before I would do anything, I would ask the stewardess, hey, this guy is punching on my seat. Mm-hmm. Can you do something before I do something?
I'm flying with Paul from now on.
Yeah, Paul.
Anywhere you go, I'm going.
Like our bodyguard, Paul.
You know what? Actually, speaking of bodyguards, we are going to play Beat the Bee today because Bill is back. So it's returning at 8:30. Really nice prizes for you guys.
Yeah, tickets to go see The Bodyguard, the musical at the Walnut Street Theater. And this is all of Whitney Houston's greatest hits coming to life on stage. So it sounds like a really amazing show.
So we will play that at 8:30.
Could I be your bodyguard, Jen?
Never. How tall are you? I'm taller than you. I'll
punch somebody's kneecap.
It's the impossible question, Philly's B101.1.
All right, the IQ worth $101 this morning. So I'll know, and it's a personal one. How many adult beverages did I have while on vacation?
Sean, good morning. What is your guess? Give me a number.
I say 32.
Nope, not 32. You guys should probably keep track of these numbers as we go along.
Mm-hmm. Carol, how many adult beverages did I have while on vacation?
I say 37.
It's not it.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. All right, let's do one more. B101, good morning. What is your name?
Good morning. My name is Natalie.
Natalie, what's your guess with the number of drinks that Bill had?
Where was he at on vacation?
I'll tell you. The Bahamas.
Oh, I got married in the Bahamas. Okay. I'm going to say 35.
Not 35.
Oh, all right. Thank you.
Thank you. Oh, this is so ridiculous.
It is.
Thank you.
But
all
we're
right.
looking for a certain number.
Yep. How many adult beverages did Bill have while on vacation? Again, we're talking last Saturday to this past mm-hmm. Saturday. Exactly 1 week. And if it helps you, yeah, you were in the Bahamas.
Mm-hmm.
You're on the beach, relaxing.
I did hydrate before my adult beverage sessions, if you will.
But that's not counting. We're talking about
adult beverages
only. $101 in the jackpot. Keep those guesses coming with the numbers. 888-333-B101.
It's the impossible question. Philly's B101.1.
All right, it's an all-new IQ worth $101 this morning. It is a personal one. How many adult beverages did I have while on vacation?
Hey, Lisa, let's see how well you know Bill. What do you think?
I was thinking 49, seven a day.
A 49er, you say?
Seven a day, she
yes.
says.
Uh-huh.
Was that the game plan?
Not 49.
Nope.
No, okay.
Hey, Sean, it's a personal IQ. How many adult beverages did I have while on vacation?
I say 26.
Nope, not 26.
All right, you guys, you got to keep track of these numbers as we go. I just mm-hmm. think that's going to help you. Erica, what do you think?
Hi, I think it's 43.
Nope, not 43.
Yeah, right? We're not going to give those.
Not going to get into that yet. Eileen, it's a personal IQ. How many adult beverages did I have while on vacation?
Maybe 17.
I will say that is the lowest number guessed so far, and that is wrong.
Okay. All right, thank you so much.
Well, thank you.
That's a normal week for me.
Oh, my gosh. It truly is. That's what's a shame about this.
That's what's so sad.
All right, we're going to add another $101 to the jackpot. So tomorrow morning at 7:40, we're going to go up to $202. How many adult beverages did Bill have while he was on vacation? 1 week exactly, Saturday to Saturday. Mm-hmm. And you can picture him, I'm sure. He was on the beach in the Bahamas drinking away.
Oh, yes. Started at 9 a.m.
And went 24 hours. All right. So good luck tomorrow morning at 7:40. We're Jen and Bill on Philly's B101.1.
Jen and Bill.
Philly's B101.1.
Well, we have a great prize to try and give away right now with our Beat the Bee game. We have a pair of tickets to go see The Bodyguard at the Walnut Street Theater, which opens on May 12th. And we're playing with Steve from Philadelphia today. He was caller number 10.
All right, Steve, I'm going to ask Jen five trivia questions. This morning's category for Beat the Bee is POTUS Trivia in honor of President's Day, which was yesterday. All you have to do is guess whether or not Jen will know the answer, Steve. And three out of five right, you're going to win. Steve, are you ready to play Beat the Bee?
Yes.
Here we go. Question one, Jen. There are four presidents on Mount Rushmore. Which president does not belong? Jefferson, Grant, Washington, or Lincoln? Steve, will she know that?
She knows that.
You think she knows that? Which president does not belong? Jefferson, Grant, Washington, or Lincoln?
Yes.
I don't think Grant is on it.
That is correct. It is Lincoln, Washington, right, Jefferson, yeah, and Teddy Roosevelt. Good job, guys.
I'm shocked, Steve. I'm shocked.
Speaking of Roosevelt, here's question number two. Who was the younger U.S. president? Barack Obama, or a Teddy Roosevelt?
You mean when they got elected?
That's right.
Jen, you know that.
Do you know it, Steve?
Yes.
All right.
You can't help her out, Steve. So you say she's going to know it.
Well, I think it was Barack Obama.
No, it's Teddy Roosevelt. Roosevelt is the youngest U.S. president at 42 years old. Obama was 47 when he took office.
Now, Steve, you thought it was Barack as well, right?
Yes, I did, actually.
All right, so you can't get upset with me.
All right, so you got that wrong, Steve, but plenty of chances to win. Here we go. Question three. Presidents, of course, have the privilege of flying around on Air Force One. Who played the president in the 1997 action film Air Force One? Who was that actor? Steve, will she know that?
She should, yes.
She should.
She should.
But she doesn't have that much faith.
She doesn't. She has no idea,
now,
Steve.
What star?
I don't know. Kiefer Sutherland, my favorite.
It is Harrison Ford.
He was the president. I didn't know that.
All right, Steve, so you got to get the next two right. Here we go. Question four. True or false? Was a president ever married in the White House? Steve, will she know that?
Yes.
I don't know who it was, but yes, I know someone was, so yes.
You make a beautiful venue. Yes, one president was Grover Cleveland.
Okay,
good job.
All right, thank you, Jen.
We got one more,
Steve. Steve. Here we go. Another White House question for you, Jen. Did George Washington ever live in the White House? Will she get that or not?
Yes, she'll get it.
In like the current White House, you're saying?
Yeah. Did George Washington, our first president,
ever live in the
White House?
No. No, he did not.
He did not. The first president was John Adams, the second president. Good job.
David.
All right. Thank you, Jen.
Oh my gosh.
I won something?
You did win something. You won something very cool. You won a pair of tickets to go see The Bodyguard, the musical at the Walnut Street Theater. It's Whitney Houston's greatest hits, and they all come to life on stage. It should be cool.
Thank you so much. You guys are the best.
Oh, you earned it.
Yeah, you did. I'm sweating over here.
You should see her, Steve.
Steve, hang on, okay? And we'll get your information.
Okay, thank you.
And make sure you're listening tomorrow morning at 8:30 for your chance to play Beat the Bee. We're Jed and Bill on Philly's B101.1.
Oh, she's sweet but a psycho, a little bit psycho. At night she's screaming, I'm on my mind, I'm on my mind. Oh, she's hot but a psycho, so left but she's right though. At night she's screaming.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.